this property of the blood, which can be shed from person to person, gives new meaning to a word used in the Bible that would otherwise seem puzzling. The word overcome, in one of John's visions while he was on the island, John describes a confrontation between the forces of good and evil. Satan is overcome. And John described those victors as one who had overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. How can such a word be applied in this sense to blood? I've learned to accept blood as a symbol of life and even learned to appreciate blood's cleaning properties. But these words, overcome by blood, seemed at first not to make sense. The word overcome speaks of strength and commanding power, such as a Japanese sumo wrestler overcomes his opponent. And on the other hand, the word blood talks about weakness and failure, a bleeding and broken body, which has been overcome. So why does the apostle use this combination of words? The answer, I believe, lies in the biological pattern of how blood overcomes. Its revelation has enriched my understanding of the symbol of blood. And for me to grab a hold of the meaning, I must look at a few of the Bible uses of the word overcome. During his last evening with his disciples, Jesus said this, "In this world, you will have tribulations. Be not discouraged, for I have overcome the world." At that time, this seems like a hollow ring of victory. To those of us who have read the story, his words have a strangely hollow tone. For even as Jesus spoke those words, Judas was completing his fateful contract, and Pilate's soldiers were buckling on their swords. And when I reflect upon the Lord's timing, mere hours before his arrest and execution, it seems almost bizarre. These words that Christ spoke to his disciples may have seemed like hollow words as they cowered down in the darkness, watching his bloody body on the cross. We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel, two of them reported on the road to Emmaus. The distinction between overcoming and being overcome had been blurred. In the book of Revelation, the image of a lamb appears again and again to represent Christ. We too easily miss the irony of the weakness and the most helpless animal symbolizing the Lord of glory, the Lord of the universe. Not only that, but a lamb looking as if it had been slain. This provides the background for the strange phrase, overcome by the Lamb. Some years ago, I read an article by a missionary to India. Here's what it says. An epidemic of measles struck a town in India where he was a missionary. One of my daughters had a severe attack of measles. We knew that she would recover, but our infant daughter was dangerously vulnerable because of her age. When the pediatricians explained our need for the serum, word went around town that the missionaries needed the blood of an overcomer. We didn't actually put it in these words, they said, but we called for someone who had contracted measles and had overcome it. Serum from such a person would protect our little girl. It would be no use to find someone who had overcome chickenpox or who had recovered from a broken leg. Such people could not give the specific help that we needed to overcome measles. This is the end of Lesson 4. Be sure, tune in tomorrow for Lesson 5. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.